Thank you for joining with us today here at the CGMF Prayer Line. It's March 31st, 2014, and today we want to talk about fulfilling the conditions. Now, the other day we talked about cleansing here and now, but today I want to talk about something in particular that I believe will help us in our continuing to walk in this statement accordingly, biblically, when it says the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin, and walking in the sanctifying force of God's love. Now, we're continuing on that series of lessons that we began to embark upon in the early part of the year, and that is the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus. And we are now in the third aspect, considering this sanctifying force. And it's going to be important to get it when it comes to this, because it's going to help us to walk in a perpetual nature of understanding the grace of God and applying the love salve of God's Holy Spirit in our hearts and lives. Get your Bibles out and turn to 1 John 1 verse 7. But if we walk in the light, as He, Jesus, is in the light, we have fellowship one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. We have already seen how these three elements are interrelated in other studies and bound together in the Word of God, walking in the light, fellowship with one another, and the cleansing of the blood. Now, scores of people claim the cleansing and protection of the blood, but we do not sometimes recognize the condition that entitles us to receive the blood. Cleansing by the blood of Jesus Christ is a consequence that follows from something that is preceded by an if. It is a conditional statement, contingent upon our willingness and our fulfilling the premise. That is, if we walk in the light as He is in light, then we need to walk in the light and allow Jesus Christ to bear witness in our hearts and lives and shine through the light of the Holy Spirit our lives in perfect introspection, so that we can see things clearly, that we can make right corrections, so that we can see the sanctifying nature and the power of the blood applied. And sometimes our own insight and our lack of clarity with the Holy Spirit isn't enough, and we need the next statement to become true in our walk with God, and that is the fellowship one with another. Because within the body and our brothers and sisters in Christ in their ministering to us and being there for us, that we find ourselves better able to see flaws that might have developed in a Christian walk that we might have blinders towards. So beside our taking in the light and the introspective force of the Spirit, allowing the Holy Spirit to be like a magnifying glass and bearing witness in our hearts and lives, we need to take the privilege of fellowship that we have one with another in Christ, and the privilege of prayer partners and friends in Christ who have one another's backs, if I could say that, and to be able to encourage one another in our faith and to help us to see that which might be exposed within our lives that is contradictory to the nature of godliness, that we might see the full power and force of the blood applied in our hearts and lives and see us walking in the sanctified nature of God perpetually. Logically, if we are not in fellowship one with another, it is proof that we are not walking in the light. If we are not walking in the light, it logically follows that we cannot claim the cleansing of the blood of Jesus. The if makes it conditional in both these aspects, being revealed and accepted and found in our hearts and lives as being relevant and, in actuality, something that is visible within our hearts and lives. So we come to this conclusion. If we are out of fellowship, we are out of the light. And if we are out of the light, the blood no longer cleanses us. The blood of Jesus cleanses only in the light. And this is one of the most important principles we can understand. And walking in fellowship with Him and our brothers and sisters in Christ helps so much in seeing that blood being applied to the right areas of our life and of seeing the powerful nature of Jesus Christ minister in our lives. You know, at work there are times when you might be dealing with something and you might think you have got it right. But somebody else, a coworker, can come along and say, "Wow, you know, that's great, but it seems like you've missed such and such." And you look at it again and say, "Wow, how did I overlook that?" It can be that way in our Christian walk. And we need to realize that beside the powerful light of God's grace and the fellowship we have with Him, there is another aspect of our Christian walk that is so great and is a benefit of our faith, and that is our brothers and sisters in Christ. And we can help one another. We can bear one another's burdens. We can lift up one another in prayer. And in so doing, help us to see the blood of Jesus so beautifully and effectively applied in our daily walk. Amen? I hope that you understand this word today, and that you will take another look there at 1 John and understand that "if" that we mentioned, and it would be just a revelation to you in many ways. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the Word of God today, and I thank you for helping us to learn to fulfill the conditions of covenant and to understand that that "if" being there, walking in the light as you are the light, and seeing that fellowship come together helps us so much so in order to see the full spectrum of God's love and the application of the blood being applied to the areas of our life that we sometimes and sometimes do not recognize too apparently. Thank you, Lord, for your love towards us and helping us to have revealed within us that which we need to attend to, but as well for our brothers and sisters in Christ who have our backs, who love us so much and care and understand the understanding of lifting up one another's burdens and bearing up one another in Christ Jesus. Help us to have greater fellowship with you and our brothers and sisters in Christ, and in power and confidence through the Holy Spirit, seeing the application of the blood in our lives, being effective in helping us to walk in holiness and in the righteousness of God. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope this word was a blessing to you, and I know it's simple what I talked about today, but I think it's profound, and it helps us to just catch another glimpse of the Word of God in a way that helps us to see things, I think, more clearly in our walk of faith. And I don't want to forget to mention that if you need to reach us here at Covenant of Grace, you can at 646-926-0401. It'd be great to hear from you. Call us anytime, 646-926-0401, or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com, or visit our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. Some great tools there for your spiritual development, and we always love to hear from those who are being blessed by the ministry. God bless you. Have a great day today. In Jesus.